Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Busy times, Joe.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on, and down the stretch we go here. Just a couple of games left for the Panthers and the Heat. I'm really curious over the weekend, not if the Heat win or lose, because if they want to win both those games, they can. Playing Toronto. But if they're looking at playing, which unless they get some serious help, they're going to be in a play-in. Do they just decide, screw it, we're going to rest? Yesterday, Ron Rothstein said probably going to rest Jimmy and some other guys in that last game, especially if somebody says, hey, one thing about it, coaches see when their guys are gassed. We talked about Bam hasn't been as good lately, and Ron brought up he looks tired. He just looks exhausted. I mean, this guy's tried to put – he's been the most consistent thing on this team, and different guys have been injured around him. I mean, everybody's been injured around him. So we'll see how Spo treats this over the weekend as far as the play-in, which, hey, no matter what, he could win both games and they could still be in a play-in situation here with needing some help from Philadelphia and Orlando, if I'm not mistaken. So we got some important games tonight. We'll probably know a lot more tonight and where we stand on that last game on Sunday. And then, of course, the play-in games start a couple of days later. And then the Panthers, another shutout win last night. I'll tell you what, they beat up on the weak sisters in the NHL. There's no question about that, boy. Another shutout last night for them. Big Bob's got six of them on the season. Reinhardt got another goal. What a season, man. My God, 54 goals.
The weak sisters of the NHL.
Well, at the end of the year when they're all banged up and they're not playing. I'm not talking about Toronto and Carolina.
No, it's just the way you said like that.
Well, Toronto is coming to town on Tuesday.
Okay.
They got Buffalo tomorrow. Oh, I see Columbus got like 11 guys injured. Like their whole team was injured. I go, they're getting an ass whooping. Sure enough, man, Tkachuk scores a goal like in 30 seconds last night. First shot, whap, down 1-0, just like that. I mean, I didn't mean.
Where'd
for you to
come
loud.
Up with that one, by the way?
I don't know, but 50 wins for the Panthers, 106 points, and only 1 point behind Boston, who looked like they had that number one deal pretty well wrapped up in that division, but. I'll tell you, it's going to be fun, man. It's going to be the same teams. You can name them. You can, if you don't know, if you don't even follow the East in the NHL, you just, yep, Toronto, yep, Tampa Bay, yep, Carolina, yeah, Boston again, and the Rangers. Sounds really familiar from a year ago, doesn't it? Same teams to go through to have a chance to get to a Stanley Cup. So that's where we are. The spring football game. The Cam Ward Show. Let's just start with Cam, although he can't do it by himself. It is an 11-on-11 game. There'll be a lot of guys to talk about. And, you know, more than just Cam Ward, because we got to see him run around and made some unbelievable throws in the practice we were at and some drills, some deep passes down the middle. I'm always curious about how quickly, and it's just me. I can't speak for all of you that follow and are getting excited about your team, getting ready to start back up in the summer. And the transfer portal probably is more important now than that class that you just recruited that's here, one of the top ones in the country for Mario 2 years in a row. The development of how quickly you can get the production they did out of a couple of guys, right? Maui Noah, Reuben Bain. Everybody talks about, you know, Reuben's kind of the guy out in front now after the year he had coming out of Central and looked like the guy that played at Central, the way he dominated and played. Did not look like a teenage guy. Did not look like a freshman, true freshman. We were out there earlier in the year. We haven't been out there for a couple weeks. They got a whole bunch of those guys now. They got more guys in this recruiting class. And we'll talk to Dono coming up about this. To me, and I really focused, and Woody's standing next to me, and I'm really focused in on the young guys and how quickly, because these guys graduated early from high school to be in spring football to have a chance to get playing time. Like this is business. You know, I appreciate the school and what a wonderful academic school it is, but they're here for football. And they want to get to that next level as quickly as possible. They've got a lot of really good true freshmen. They're going to have a chance to play this year a lot of football. And they may not start week one against Florida. May not. They got some guys going to play. And Mario Cristobal's got this thing that he says, playing time doesn't discriminate. And his special classes, he knows those guys need to play, because if they're not playing, some of them aren't going to be staying. So he wants to give them, if he sees that talent and that potential, he's got to get him in the rotation. He knows that. I'm not saying anything Mario doesn't know, besides all the guys are on the way out the door. And by the way, that transfer portal is about to load up again after spring football everywhere.
It's a weird deal. So Blue's going to come on tomorrow for the pregame, as he usually does, you know, 3:30 tomorrow. But
best in the business.
Apparently, after the spring game, you can leave. You can be eligible to play in the fall at another school.
So the transfer portal
this
window.
This is the most bizarre thing ever.
This is what's bothering coaches. So this is the other window. So, like, see how spring football goes. And if you don't like what they're doing to you, you can transfer. It's open and teams will be waiting.
So, this is not a good situation.
No.
I mean, if you're in school in the spring, you should have to stick it out. Because, again, this does teach a bad life lesson, right?
They're not caring about life lessons.
I know, this is not helping anyone.
Nobody's talked about anyone. Life lesson. And by the way, I do agree with you on that.
You can't just leave an NFL team if you don't like how things are going.
Right.
Like, if you have a bad training camp or a bad OTA or whatever, you can't just, I don't think they're going to use me, right? I'm out of here.
Yeah, or too many guys rotating at my position. Or you've loaded up and I'm injured and I don't think I'm going to be playing when I come back, even though everybody's telling me I've got more talent than everybody. And I'm guessing if Mario, I don't know if he's talked about this, Mario's lost a couple of guys he'd like to have. They've already said, I'm gone. And they're going to, by the way, you want to talk about phone call. They're going to have some guys going to pick those guys up in a heartbeat. They're going to be able to pick where they want to go. I think Nijalik, we're all kind of curious where he's going to go. I think he goes to Florida State. I think he's going to be where everybody thought he was going to go originally anyway. I think he jumps up to Florida State. I don't know. I
just think this is a really, really bad situation here.
Woody, nothing changing. So for everybody going to whine about the system and help make it better. And
now look, if you're going to start signing big-time NIL deals and stuff like that, maybe it's time to start getting players under contract. Making them sign contracts with the school.
To stay?
I mean, you're getting paid, right? You're getting paid through a collective. Right?
Yeah, but once you leave, they stop payment.
Like, no, I understand that. But, like, you know, maybe it's time, you know, if they want to be employees and they want to be, you know, getting paid and all that, maybe it's time to start signing contracts.
So we have coaches that have big names talking to local politicians in their area. Going to Washington saying, hey, we appreciate, you know, these athletes have a right to make money. We agree. Can you help us out, though? This system is just out of control right now. So I don't think it's affected football, do you? I don't know about basketball. I guess most people would say it has.
Has it affected the product on the court or on the field?
Yeah.
Well, I could just tell you from, like, my personal, what I'm seeing right now, and I follow, you know, South Florida basketball, and you know, I obviously follow the Canes basketball team. I know the Canes have had some guys leave. But South Florida's lost 5 of their 8 top players from last year, all transferred out. Because they actually played well, they had a decent season, and
yeah,
their
so
players
other
are in demand.
Were interested,
and
yeah.
So they have basically lost their entire team, and it was funny because it's like at the end of the season, and they just missed the NCAA tournament, right? So it's like at the end of the season, you know, you go, all right, and, you know, so one of the guys that covers the team, because if all these guys come back, well, it could be a really fun season next year, and they basically they have lost their entire team. Every single one of their key pieces is gone, just transferred out. So, you know, again,
you know what that sounded
that
like when you said that?
Sucks.
Well, so you know what that system you just talked about sounds like? Like high school sports in Florida.
And they lost their entire team. They literally have no one left.
Blue, I don't know if Blue does this stuff when he does his show. But Blue could tell you, he knows, he keeps up on the transfers, the amount of transfers in Dade and Broward from year to year, which hits a couple hundred. It's incredible. It really is. And there's winners and there's losers. So a coach will come in, a youth coach, and go, we don't like this system. I'm pulling 10 of my players off your high school team, and we're going over there to that school 10 miles away. And these guys just up and leave, and all of a sudden, you know, you lose 10 really good football players from one high school to another. All of a sudden, everything shifts, no matter how good a coach you are. You're not going to be as good if you don't get some of those guys. I don't know if anybody's fighting in high school. They just all kind of accept it. I think it's horrible, horrible. The fact that you can go to 4 high schools in 4 years and we've had guys do it, what's that teach? I debate anybody on 4 high schools. I get you get one rotten coach, your kid's not playing, you want to get them somewhere else, but 4 high schools in 4 years? Man, that just smells of quit city to me.
You have to give guys a reason to stay, right? And then, like, it used to be if you transfer, you sat out a year. And that's kind of gives guys a reason to stay, right? No one wants to sit out
unless you went to a Division II program. Then you could play
right
away.
Well, yes, but nobody – I mean, not a lot of guys at Division I's are trying to do that unless their situation is that they just, you know, realize they can't play at that level. That's certainly one thing. But, you know, again, man, there has to be some sort of incentive – to stay at the school that you're at.
So if you have some kind of idea, because they can't get it figured out, so if you can sit over there 15 feet away from me and you can figure it out, you please let me know on something. I do what Mario's doing. Just, okay, this is a system. Here we go, baby. Let's be the best at whatever system they put in place. Let's be the best
at it. Yeah, I mean, of course, and Mario's done a great job embracing all of that stuff. But, like, again, that doesn't make it right. I mean, it doesn't make the system right. I just think you need a way, like a school like, you know, like the team I was just talking about, the South Florida basketball team, they need some sort of incentive to offer their players to stay there because they're clearly they won't have the money of these other schools, right? I mean, if their quarterback,
Woody, I got to tell
they actually have a pretty talented quarterback. If he plays well again this season, you don't think he's going to get offers to leave?
Yes, in a heartbeat.
So, what is the incentive that we are going to give to this guy to keep him at his program?
You better just win right now with him,
and that's it. And
that's it.
It's a 1-year rental.
You got it.
And here's the other thing: we talked to Blue about this too, but the high school recruiting versus the guys coming from a smaller college program, like, why would you go after a high school kid when you can go after a 20-something-year-old guy who's got 2 or 3 years of college football experience? Tell me why you would go after the high school kid.
I think you're onto something. I'll give you another one. How about these top quarterbacks? How about Manning's kid was supposed to be good? He's getting ready to sit for a second year. The number one recruit, Peyton
I think
Manning.
That's an unusual situation.
What?
I think, you know, because the Manning, that's kind of an unusual situation. But, like, are we going to start seeing schools in these lesser conferences or lower tier, you know, ACC school or whatever? Are they going to be the minor league for the bigger programs? You know, like, is that the road we're going down here, where those are the schools that are going to get the kids out of high school?
You know, Mario, I just would answer this to you. And by the way, you're right. For these high school, really good 4- and 5-star players.
Why would Mario want to recruit? And I know he does, but why would you want to recruit a top 18-year-old kid? You'll bring in an 18-year-old. If he's not happy right away, he's going to leave.
Right.
So why even waste your energy?
Because he's hoping all those guys, he's hoping they play enough to get the bug, like where they're playing, stay around for a second year where they're playing more.
What are the odds of that happening, though, realistically? You know, guys are as freshmen don't usually pan out.
So you know what's really bothered me? I just looking at this, it just seems like some guys just don't want to compete. They look at competition coming in and they just say, screw that. And the thing I'd say back to all of them, no matter where you go, you got guys going to try to take your job no matter where you go. There is no just showing up except for quarterback. But these young quarterbacks that get recruited, there's a lot of them going to be sitting. I don't know how many true freshman quarterbacks there are that play anymore, especially in a Power 5. All right. We got to go to break. We got a lot more stuff to
do. Screw that high school recruiting, man. That business is going under, it seems like.
It's not as popular as it used to be.
Unless you're one of those smaller programs, then you can go after some of the top high school kids if you want, but they're just going to leave.
All right. Well, we can come back and talk.
Sad times, bro.
No, you can keep going. 7:21 here, man. You got going on this thing, and you can't let it go, bro. People need cash, man. Interest rates are higher. High insurance rates. HOA fees. Oh, my God. I know. My wife keeps telling me, they went up again. They went up again. Oh, my God. Hey, a lot of folks running credit card debt up right now to make up for it, to pay all this stuff. And that's not the answer. If you're living in a condo and you're retired and you're decided you're going to run that credit card up 28 to 30% a month, well, I'll tell you what, you're going to be upside down before you know it. Michael Kotze can relieve some of that money stress, get that credit card paid off, do it with a much better rate. This is what Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage does. And he just talked to us about a few different things that he's doing that's really made him successful as you kind of go with the market and everything that's going on. Reverse mortgages right now, they're more popular than ever. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, you qualify for the reverse mortgage, and more people are doing it. They get the equity out of the home. They have a place to live. Man, it's really, really popular. It might just be perfect for you to get everything back under control in your life, where debt just seems to be getting worse and worse and worse. Debt consolidation's always there. But Michael Kotze says, hey, man, let me work with you. Let me work with you. Let me get that second mortgage. I can do it for you, Choice Mortgage. I can do it in half the time of the big banks. And Joe, tell him I have no life. And I go, all right, Michael Kotze has no life. He's working 7 days a week. Call or text him. Find out how he can help you and do it quickly, especially if you're in a situation right now where you're really struggling and you're going, what in the hell am I going to do in a few months? 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. Michael Kotze, Choice Mortgage, 30 years in the business right here in South Florida, helping people out there with reverse mortgages and a lot of other problems you're having.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Someone who plays with an edge for myself. You know, I wasn't given anything. I had to earn my way all the way to being playing for a Power 5 school. I had to start off at an FCS. I only had one offer out of high school. So I never lose that. I carry that with me every day. Every time I wake up, I tell myself, let's go get it. And so I feel like what you're going to see from me, from the team, just a whole team who plays hard. No matter from the first snap to the last snap of the game, we're going to play hard. And everybody ready to play together for sure. It means everything. Me, myself, coming in, playing a lot of football. That's something I feel like as a quarterback, you got to win over the guys in the locker room. And I feel like if you come in acting a certain type of way, that won't happen. So really, at the end of the day, it all comes to you being a team player. You got to be able to be a team player with the coaching staff, with the guys in the locker room, whether you walk on, scholarship. So at the end of the day, it's been everything that I expected when I came here. The culture's perfect for what Coach Chris Ball's been doing. And I'm just happy to be here.
That is your University of Miami quarterback, Cam Ward, talking as getting set for the final spring football game for that crowd that's going to be able to get in. Boy, that's not what, – what's it hold tomorrow? Woody, what'd I see, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000?
Yeah, I don't think there's any tickets or anything.
No. I won't tell people to go. I'm just saying invite only to get down there and you can hear it right here.
We'll have it here for you.
Yeah.
We'll break it down.
It's on TV, too, you said?
Yeah, ACC Network Extra.
Okay. All right.
Try to find that.
Get a look at. But, yeah, you see the other quarterbacks as well. Poffin, Barger, and Emery Williams, and all the rest of them that are there.
There's one guy we're watching tomorrow, man.
Nope.
Those other guys are good, but.
Yeah.
This is a big deal tomorrow because, you know, again, I think people are going to get a chance to finally see this guy, and we got to see him, and I think people will be very, very pleased with what they see.
Well, I think the hardcore fans know what the team has and doesn't have. I think they'll be curious to see. They're also very aware of recruiting classes and want to see how all the young guys look. They've only been here a few weeks. I think it's always one of the most amazing things when a guy comes in, like Reuben Bain did last year at the practice I was at. He must have had 6 sacks a year ago. And I went over to Jason, and he says he does this every day. Like, every day he does this. I go, so he didn't just have it? And he goes, no, doesn't matter matchups. He plays like this every day. He makes, you know, he make himself a lot of money if he was doing this in the NFL, and I get it. So you'll be looking for some of those guys that are out there, and we'll talk to Dono about some of those guys coming up as well. And Elijah Lofton is a name. Woody, he made some plays when we were out there. He's a 6'2", 250-pound tight end. Then I find out he's getting some carries at running back. And he just basically, he goes, hey, man, I want to show Coach I can do everything. I just want to play football. I want to be out there. I think he's from Gorman High School, if I'm not mistaken, in Nevada. But one of the guys, but even the young linebackers, everybody's talking about they're making plays. You know, all of a sudden some of these young guys play really well, and the head coach goes, you know, we don't have to hit that transfer portal at this position. I've got more than enough. Once you meet with your coordinators and what do you need and what do we need to upgrade, and, hey, take a look at this guy. Is it better than what we have? But, boy, the game is changing, and I did not realize when the transfer portal hit with basically no rules that the transfer portal was going to take over. And really, for guys who were making a living on National Signing Day for high school recruits, it lost a lot, didn't it? It lost a lot from what it used to be around here and waited till the last minute and you beat Florida State or Florida out of a big player or Alabama and it was a big story, a South Florida guy staying, and now it's almost like, we still may get him in a year or two. He may not be happy. We'll get him. We'll get him a second time. We'll get him when he's actually had a little playing time. We'll get him at 21, 22 years old. So, yeah, man, the game has changed so much. Mario openly said when we met with him, that, yeah, there's going to be some guys leaving, and there are going to be a lot more guys coming in after spring football. And you're like, that just sounds really weird, right? Spring football, you're getting your guys kind of ready. You got your guys injured. You know what they can do. So you got them off the side, and they'll be back for summer camp, most of them. But, man, it's different time. Like, there's probably some guys are going to play football that aren't on the team right now that are going to play and be part of this football season. And that's always kind of strange, and they're not even here yet. Matter of fact, they're finishing up spring football somewhere else right now, knowing, hey, I'm leaving. I'm not staying with this transfer portal window that's getting ready to open up or opened up. Woody, I'm not sure what the date is. What did I see? April, I don't know, 15th or 30th, that the date opens up for kids to take off, man. Free agency, I'm calling it. I'm out. I'm gone. Won't be around for that. That's it. Gonna be done there. Anyway, we've bounced all over the place today. I got to tell you, that thing that happened first thing this morning is one of the strangest things. We always come in at 5, all sit around 5:30 and talk a little bit. And what's going on? What are you doing for the weekend? You know, and a lot of single people say, oh, yeah, I'm going to go. We're doing this. We're doing that. But we got one guy that's feeling a little pressure with a girlfriend he's had a long time. He's crazy about her. About, she wants, you know, they get to 40. Woody, I don't know how long, what age women today, I guess, getting a little bit later where you can still have kids. But she wants to have some kids. And he's been single his whole life. He's asking me. Yeah, actually, everybody got a vote. I've never seen that where somebody went to everybody. Oh, I trust you. What? So I was around three of the women this morning. So, oh, you got to marry her. She's wonderful. God, we just enjoyed being with her. Now, they've been out with them socially. I don't go out with those guys socially. But I was like, hey, bro, just me and you talking? Yeah. I want my vote, you know, kind of quiet here, silent. You got to make that damn decision. You can't do it because everybody says you're great when they see you together. You got to decide. And you know what she wants. Are you ready for that? You ready to have a couple kids? Not everybody's ready. Are you ready for that? Are you ready to live full-time with somebody? Not part-time where she stays with you sometimes and goes back to her place. Get a little time off. So, yeah, man. I'm big on live together for a while. Any of my daughters, I live with them for a while. See, you'll find out a lot. Give him a chance to really, like, go out and see, you know, where he's had too much to drink and he comes home and all those. Put him through all the tests. I call him the guy test. Where, and by the way, I wrote half the book. Like, okay, big test. You're out. A lot of nice-looking people here. How are you going to handle it before you head home? So, yeah, you got to put him through that and find out. If you got cheating, you want to know if you got a cheating Charlie or not. You want to know when he drinks too much. What's he like? What are his habits at home? Sometimes you can't figure that out, man, unless you live with them.
That's like against some people's beliefs, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but you better know them really well. Now I got to say, I have noticed something down here. It was kind of big when I was growing up. People marry like their high school girlfriend.
Well, you want someone that's, you know, loyal, that's been with you for a while. That's, you try to avoid being one of those statistics. What was it, 50% of divorce?
Yeah.
Marriages are ending in divorce. I couldn't believe that number, by the way.
Why are you so?
Because that's a lot of divorces. That's a lot.
Yeah. People change.
I mean, these lawyers must be doing so well for themselves.
You know what these lawyers do now? These divorce attorneys? They even specialize. Well, no, they specialize and go, hey, we only represent men, or we only represent women. We can get, like, they even have specialty now. Like, oh, we only do divorce women, not men.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. See my voice? Yeah. It got,
well, you
got
that one you do have a little experience with, so. Yeah. But you said you lost pretty badly, right?
I would say I didn't do well in court, no.
Okay.
I would say court wasn't good to me, looking back. I'd say I got my ass kicked in court. I mean, I'm not proud of it.
You don't have a great personality for that stuff, but.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you start off with a joke or something when you go up to speak?
The only problem I had one problem. I only had one problem with it. I understand. I get it. And probably time I probably was pissed off. But I get my ass kicked one day, and the attorney just, excuse me, and the judge ripped me, went after me hard. He was a piece of shit, this guy. And it was hard for me to keep my mouth shut. And they're going, you got to keep your mouth shut. This guy, they'll arrest you. You can't. So we walk out. The two attorneys, man, are talking like getting ready to go have lunch together. So I said, don't talk. And so I told my attorney, don't talk to him. He's a piece of crap. Like the stuff he just said about me. And he go, oh, no. I go, no, man. Don't talk. You're not talking to that other guy. Don't talk. Not in front of me. Do not talk to that guy. I know you've known each other and you guys have had cases against each. Don't do that. Don't do that. I just got killed. Plus, you know, they say stuff about you. I mean, you can really make somebody sound. And I was a bit of a lowlife. Don't get me wrong. I'm not proud of everything I did. But, man, I tell you what, I got beat up. And they're out there, like, freaking going ready to go, like, hey, why don't you guys getting ready to go have lunch or something? Can I buy you lunch while you two are going to, you know, make small talk and shake hands outside like everything's fine? Oh, I talked trash to her attorney. Oh, I killed him the whole way out. Well, you going to hit me? You know, he done that. Hit me. I know. If I hit you, you're going to sue me. I know. I get the whole deal. All right. Hey, we got to go to break. I'll tell you one attorney that I love talking to. I do, man. I love him. And there are a lot of attorneys I'm just not big on, man. I'm not. But Harvey Cohen is one of my favorite guys. So this morning at 5:30, Harvey and I do this sometimes. I'm talking about Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. Personal injury lawyers, but really, really good guys who kick ass. They're really good at what they do. And so he was just, I said, hey, what do you like? He's a huge Dolphin fan. We're talking about first round, second round, moving out of the pick and pass rusher. I just love talking to Harvey. Gary, I don't see as much, but really, really good guys. And I would just tell everybody, if you're going through a personal injury right now and not sure where you're going, you got to put these guys on the list. That you really do. Now listen, I'm not an attorney for the firm or anything else, but I do know good people, and I know people are really good to care, and I know people that are going to give you the personal touch. I know when they shake your hand when you walk through the front door, I know they're going to handle your case personally from start to finish. Small enough to handle a fender bender, big enough to go to trial against the largest companies here in South Florida and kick butt. You know what? And Harvey told me this, and he's so right. Just go to their website. They got a great website, CohenandJudah.com. You'll see it. You'll learn more about them. Let them handle your injury claim, 866-324-7333, or again. And by the way, if you haven't been happy with the people you have, you know, you can leave. There's no contract. You can leave whenever you want and get somebody that really cares about you. And again, from the minute you meet them, they got you. There's no handoffs. I always say that. It's not football. They're going to handle it. CohenandJudah.com, that's the place to go. Car accident, slip and fall, anything else, and you're hurting right now and you want somebody to care as passionate as you are about what just happened, boy, I'm telling you, these guys are really good and will take great care of you. Again, CohenandJudah.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Check them out. I think you'll be impressed.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us today?
All right, Joe, I'm getting excited for this event tonight, by the way. I got to tell you, this Orange Bowl.
Sold out, huh?
Yeah, it's sold out.
I'm thinking of fasting the entire day, right?
That's probably the move, right? Don't eat until the event.
Well, I wouldn't eat as much. I usually, if I know I'm going for a really good dinner, yeah, even if I'm real hungry around 1 or 2 o'clock, I suck it up a little bit.
Yeah, I may fast it, but the only issue is, you know, you start drinking and then it hits you a little quicker, right? But
well,
that's okay.
As long as you got somebody giving you a ride, bud, it's fine.
We're going to go the Uber route, but we're going to do it, you know, not the standard way, not the way you do it.
Don't worry about how I do it.
They actually sent out a promo code. It's just a perfect situation.
I got three Uber drivers that are now my good friends.
I'm sure you do. Rick and Davey's a good friend.
All right. I haven't used him. I'm afraid he'll hang out in front of the house.
Oh, God. Yeah, you don't want to give him your address. All right. How about this, man? The WNBA. I don't know if you caught this the other day. They signed a deal with CBS. So their games are going to be all over the place here this upcoming season. The Indiana Fever, they play 40 regular season games. 36 of them are going to be on national television.
I guess that's the team that has the first pick.
That is, yes. yes, it is.
Little Caitlin, lots of Caitlin.
Yeah. So the season starts up like right away, by the way. They're having their draft coming up, and the season starts like pretty soon here.
I'm wondering how that carries over from college to pros. You know, WNBA is trying to get a piece of what just happened, that magic Iowa team and what Caitlin did to get that many people going to the game. They were doing sellouts and stupid numbers. Did you ever think that the women's basketball finals would kick the ass of the men's finals ever?
No. I truly,
and it wasn't
to answer
even
that
close.
Question seriously, no.
It was a 50-0 game, man.
And we've had some bad matchups in the finals. Like last year's final was terrible. The UConn and San Diego State. I thought this year's wasn't particularly appetizing either, and considering UConn's beaten everyone by 20 points. Game being at 9:20 probably didn't help. But, yeah, man, Sunday afternoon, you sat back, watched that game. It was a lot of fun. All right, some news in the card world here, Joe. eBay, who is trying to really stake their claim in the card world, I use eBay personally for a lot of my purchases, they just acquired Golden Auctions. Of course, Golden Auctions, I don't know if you've seen the Peyton Manning show, but he's got a show. I think that one was on Netflix. Where they follow Ken Golden and the Golden Auction team around town, and they buy all this different stuff. They had a Beanie Baby episode.
How are those Beanie Babies doing?
They did well on that show. They have to be very, very specific Beanie Babies, though. Very specific.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so Golden has been acquired by eBay. eBay also sold their vault to collectors and PSA. So PSA is going to partner up with eBay here, and you can, long story short, you can buy your cards, have them sent directly to the vault. PSA can grade them. And,
that's a big part of the thing.
Seamless situation here, Joe. How about this, by the way? PSA graded 13.5 million items in 2023.
How much a pop?
For PSA? It varies. It's interesting. It varies by the value of the item.
Okay.
Right? But, no, you can get stuff graded in the $20 range, $15,
$20. Still a lot of money, Woody. A lot of money. Start adding that stuff up.
It's interesting. Like, I don't know, we don't have a lot of time to talk about this now, but a lot of people, like Wembanyama stuff, people are rushing it out to get graded. The stuff is selling for obscene amounts of money.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to hold its value. I wouldn't advise people to invest in his stuff. But whatever.
All right.
People can do that. As we are running low on time here, Joe, I'll give you two more here, all right? One good, one bad, all right? You want the bad first?
Whichever way you want to go. It's Friday, man.
All right, so we'll start with the bad. The bad headline is Lunchables. Remember Lunchables?
Yeah.
Those are fun. Have concerning levels of lead and sodium, a Consumer Report finds. Now, I didn't know that.
You're not surprised by sodium.
Sodium is not good for you. That's number one, but how about this, man? A 3.2-ounce, that's actually relatively small, turkey and cheddar cracker stackables Lunchable held 74% of California's level allowed for lead.
Wow.
And 49% of the daily recommended sodium for 4 to 8-year-olds.
Damn, Woody. I like those little cracker and salami and cheese little things they put together.
I've always liked the pizza ones where you make your own pizza.
Yeah.
Those are fun, man. They're killing us, though.
Killing us, Woody.
They're killing us slowly.
They really are killing us.
Slowly or quickly. All right, and our final one here, some good news, Joe. I know you're getting ready to head down to Zoo Miami. The Baby Sloth Bears earlier this week made their first appearance at Zoo Miami. A pair of 4-month-old baby sloth bears named Annika and Sathara made their first habitat appearance. These guys are a vulnerable species that is threatened by poaching and habitat destruction. So this is a very, very good news here for Zoo Miami. And
Homer Ron McGill, my man.
I'll tell you, I'm always rooting for the Animals against the Poachers, man. I hope they continue to
I'll tell you what, I think most people
keep
know
it close in that battle.
We are going down tomorrow with the kids to the spend the day at the zoo, and
it's a good day out there.
Yeah,
man.
It's a good day. Never
a lot
bad
of walking.
Day.
A lot of walking.
I
know
tell
you're
you,
into that.
Ron and his staff have just put an ass kicking zoo together, man. So
by the way, the weather is supposed to be beautiful this
good,
weekend.
Good, good. Thanks, Woody.
Yeah.
That's good news.
I did see, I think Lisette, I was looking at Lisette's things yesterday. She had that. Good weather coming up for you.
Good zoo weather. Thank you.
Nice sunny day.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, we've got the 8 o'clock hour coming up here. And
I got to tell you, I'm seeing so much OJ stuff.
You know what, Woody?
And I'm enjoying all of it.
Yesterday was so entertaining on the breaking
really
news
was.
Stories.
Oh, it was tremendous.
Of these
people squirm.
Men and women that had to, you know, do the report and how they handled it, knowing, you know, like trying to get in that OJ was a great football player and yet still bringing up all the other stuff, which there's about 20 different pieces to it, including two people that got murdered.
The headlines are hilarious. Like, I was on, you know, on the local news sites down here and, you know, looking for those stories, like our zoo story. And it's like, you know, legendary football player and gruesome murderer. Like,
yeah.
Like, on, like they're trying to combine, like, both
yeah.
to, like, kind of put the spin on it. And it's like
crazy. All right. Well, listen, we've got Alex Donnell, Locked On Canes, going to join us. We're going to talk a little bit. Kind of get you warmed up for what spring footballs look like for University of Miami. Big, big year for Mario and the team. And Mike Florio will join us a little bit later on. Mike's been in the headlines here recently, including some comments about the Tua Tagovailoa contract. We'll have all that coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Right now, I want to talk to you about something that's really cool that you've probably been thinking about as a family, and I got the place to go. Cliggy's Golf Carts. Four-seater, six-seater. Nothing cooler to have around the house and spending time together with your family, going around, especially if you live in a big golf cart community. There is nothing like it out there. A tricked out Cliggy's golf cart is fantastic. No rusting compared to competitors. I'm telling you right now, they're aluminum frames, which means, you know, you don't have to worry about that rusting, which, by the way, is a big issue that people aren't even aware of till you've had one and going, it's rusting. I just paid all that money. What the hell's going on? And not only that, but they got some great deals. They got some great factory rebate deals going on right now for you. Now, let me just tell you a little bit about the golf cart itself, because I always tell everybody it's the coolest golf cart in South Florida. We're talking about 72 volts, a pure lithium power, 5-inch lift, backup cameras, all-terrain tires, a sweet sound system, safety features to keep you and your family safe so you don't have to worry when you're not around about something crazy happening. I just go on and on. 0% financing. Cliggy talks about competition. I tell Cliggy all the time when I talk to him, he's a little crazy. I said, Cliggy, you have no competition, man. You got great golf carts. These golf carts you're making, nobody else got anything like it. I want you to go online at golfcartsfl.net or call 954-388-5932. I'm telling you right now. And the best thing you can do this weekend is go down and check out their, go up and check out their brand new showroom today at 1751 West Copens Road in Pompano Beach. Visit Cliggy. He and his staff would love to see you up there. Cliggy's Carts, an authorized Royal EV dealer. Cliggy's Carts, that's K-L-I-G-G-Y-S.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And
Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.